What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here, hour number three. The phone lines are closed right now because I have got a lot of news to catch up on. So we're going to rush through this stuff here in hour number three. Up in New York, the Teamsters Road Carriers Local 707 Pension Fund has gone bankrupt. It's a dubious distinction of first pension to officially run out of money. And obviously, a host of angry former truck drivers are very upset that all of a sudden their pension checks just aren't going to show up anymore. Now, the Pension Benefit Guarantee Corporation, which is an insurance carrier that insures pension funds, has been officially forced to step in and take over the payments to retirees of 707, except the payments are cut. They're not getting the full amount of their pensions. They're getting a reduced amount. Now, why are all these pensions in trouble? Well, because way back in 2008, when Wall Street was cooking up this mortgage-backed security fraud, Wall Street's pet rating agencies declared these mortgage-backed bundles as AAA-rated securities, and that made it legal for pension funds to invest in them. Pension funds, retirement funds, anything that's in that sector of the market, they are constrained by law to only invest in the safest possible investments because their clientele are people who are in the sunset years of their lives. They don't have the luxury of having youth and energy and the ability to go on out and rebuild their lives after a catastrophe. And so Wall Street's pet rating agency said these are all AAA. The pension funds bought into them. The mortgage-backed security fraud imploded. And the pensions were defunded. Congress had a little bit of hearings, but nothing was done. And as is always the case in a fascist economic dictatorship, ordinary people, in this case the retired truck drivers, are forced to pay the costs of the crimes of those in high places. The poor are always made to pay for all. Now, the auto industry in the United States is still out there manufacturing. They're talking about bringing plants here and providing jobs in their agreements with Donald Trump. There's a missing component to that equation. Customers who are going to be buying those cars. Now, one aspect, of course, is the rather dismal safety record of these vehicles, the embarrassments over the airbags and so forth. The other is that, again, Americans just don't have the money to go buy a new car. I'd love to buy a new car, or at least a newer car. I'm driving a 17-year-old Honda, which, to Honda's credit, is holding up really well. But it's not going to last forever. Now, U.S. auto dealers, for the first time in 37 years, are having to rent overflow lots because they're being sent more and more stock from the auto factories, and they can't sell it. And there are some amazing deals out there. If you look at the commercials for the new cars, I mean, if you actually had money, it's a wonderful time to be buying a new car. But nobody has the money. So it's one thing to say we're going to bring back the jobs. But along with that, you have to have the people who are going to buy what those jobs are producing. It's going to be a very long, difficult process. It's not going to happen overnight. Anybody who thinks Donald Trump is going to wave a magic wand and repair our economy instantly, you're living in a dream world. Go hang out with the liberal Democrat crybabies who still think Hillary won the election. Office Depot has announced a drop in their sales, and they're going to be closing more stores this year. This is quite understandable. Office Depot, and Staples for that matter, were catering to home office companies, businesses run out of garages and homes, entrepreneurial activity, small businesses. Unfortunately, small businesses have been crushed in this economy. And that is a complicating factor because prior to the collapse of the mortgage-backed security fraud in 2008, small businesses accounted for 60% of new job creation. And these small businesses were the bread and butter of these office supply stores. Large corporations just order the stuff in by the truckload. They don't need to go to a retail brick-and-mortar store. I certainly hope they don't close the one we have down here at the bottom of the hill, because then I have no idea where I'm going to be buying paper and ink for the printer and everything. Target is teetering on the edge of collapse. We were talking yesterday about how they've seen a major drop in customer flow at their store, exceeding the reduction in customers at retail outlets in general, because they went along with this liberal nonsense about the transgender bathrooms, and people just don't want to go on in there. Because when you go into a large store, you know that sooner or later you're going to hit the restroom. And if you're afraid to go into the restroom because somebody may be in there with ill intent, you're not going to go to that store. You're going to go to a store where you know that the guys are going to go to the guys' bathroom and the girls are going to go to the bathrooms and all will be well. Now, that being said, there are places in the world where bathrooms are totally co-ed. And that works out as well, I think. This idea about having a men's room and a ladies' room and then allowing men to use the ladies' room because they claim they're a girl inside, that was almost the worst possible approach to the problem. And it did lead to some very unpleasant incidents where men would just walk into the ladies' room and expose themselves or even assault, you know, young girls. Now, the way a co-ed bathroom works is very simple. It's a very large area. There's sinks and everything. And there are individual stalls for all the commodes. And obviously, only one person goes into a stall, so there's no problem there. And it actually works out very well, because if you're having a discussion with a member of the opposite sex and you want to hit the restrooms, you can go on in and you keep on talking. You can even talk through the wall of the commodes if you want. And then you go and you're washing your hands side by side and you keep the discussion going. I went through that when I was working in Italy. It worked for me. Anyway, Target's in trouble. But maybe some of these people who are losing their jobs in retail can think about a change in career, because we are now receiving word that the U.S. Border Patrol is hiring in Arizona, South Texas, West Texas, and New Mexico for permanent full-time positions. So if you've ever wanted to wear a uniform and a badge and do something good for the country, go on out and join the Border Patrol. Let's see. Apparently, applicants cannot be over 40 years old. Darn. Must be a U.S. citizen. You have to pass a polygraph, as well as the educational requirements and a background check, because they've had a big problem with U.S. Border Patrol agents selling out to drug smugglers and so forth. Venezuela is down to their last $10 billion, of which $7.2 billion is already pledged in outstanding debt payments. Things are so bad in Venezuela, Venezuelans are literally separating food from waste. They're literally down to eating from the garbage bins. And apparently all the pets have pretty much vanished, as they've been eaten as well. Next, it'll be each other. Now, as you know, during last night's speech, Donald Trump went on the warpath against Obamacare, saying it's either going to be completely repealed or it's going to be completely redesigned. And, of course, the liberal establishment is out there saying that, they're against Obamacare light. They want to keep it exactly the way they are. And again, I think it would be a valid exercise to look at the financial investment portfolios of all these people out there still insisting Obamacare be left alone, and see how many of them are invested in the health insurance companies that created the Not Really Affordable Care Act, to see what their financial motivations may be. Trump, again, did the right thing in pointing out they were not going to cut people off. People with pre-existing would be guaranteed coverage. And there'd be a smooth transition so people could go from one system to the other. Nobody's going to be abandoned. Now, the other day we were talking about how in the early days of Obamacare, Barack Obama ran out of funds for the subsidies that were supposed to be paid for the poorest signers on Obamacare and the exchanges, and Congress refused to fund it, and Obama dipped into the money from Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. And this has now resulted in two lawsuits now going through the federal courts. Because, in effect, Obama robbed private investors who had invested in Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac to fund Obamacare. Those private investors were expecting a share of the profits. That's why they invested in there. And Obama just grabbed that money and he spent it on Obamacare. And he may have committed a crime. Just like when President Bill Clinton looted the Social Security cash surplus for his magic federal budget surplus, even though that cash surplus in Social Security was put there in anticipation of the surge of retirements when the baby boomers came of age, which is why Social Security is in serious, serious trouble now. Now, on Friday last week, Robert Davi challenged his fellow actors, the elites of the Hollywood elite, to break down the security barriers at the Oscars, the tickets, and all the rules, and invite illegal immigrants and refugees to sit amongst them at the awards and attend the swanky after parties alongside them. Not a single one of those Hollywood elite did that. They're always willing to talk about the refugees and the illegal immigrants, but not at their own personal inconvenience, of course, here. Jean-Claude Juncker is out there vowing that the European Union is going to press ahead with a complete federalization of the European Union despite Brexit and despite the fact that nobody in the European Union wants a federalized EU. In fact, ex-Tory minister Sir Malcolm is out there saying Brussels is already doing too much. They're way beyond their original authority, and he's absolutely true, because when the European Union was first created, all it was supposed to be, was a free trade, free travel zone. That was it. And over the years, Brussels has just evolved and mutated and metastasized into this central governing tyranny, accomplishing in only a few years what it took 200 years for Washington, D.C. to do to the United States. All right, we're going to take a phone call here. Brendan in Wisconsin, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael. Very good to talk to you again. I heard some callers. From time to time, I hear callers calling from Wisconsin, and I wish there was a way that we could get unofficial Rivero's Rangers to meet up in Wisconsin or Minnesotan people or whatnot. That's topic number one. Topic number two, I only say that because there are a lot of them in Wisconsin per capita. Number two, did you hear anything about, and I apologize if I missed this and you covered it earlier, that Obamacare was being offset monetarily by funds from Freddie and Fannie.
we just did that just before I took your call.
Oh, shoot. I'm sorry. but I do appreciate the RBN call-in number. And then also, if there was a way to donate to you guys, that would be great. And then fourth point would be, where do we think that there are a bunch of neocons that are in the cabinet, and I'm trying to parse that, and I have arguments with family members, and I will fully admit that there are some cabinet members that I do not care for, and mm-hmm. I question their motives, and there are ones that I do not question their motives. So, like EPA going back on some of those really strict water regulations for private citizens, yes, mm-hmm. great idea. But
well, can we go back to the cabinet? Can we go back to the cabinet there? Because there's been an interesting development on that. Donald Trump is looking, and he even said this at the beginning. He was going to find what he felt were the best qualified people. For the jobs he needed to be filled, and he didn't care what their allegiances were, and he drew a lot of flack for it, much as the same way General Patton was criticized for hiring ex-Nazis into government positions in the post-war Germany. And he basically came out and said, look, if you can find people who can do the job, I'll use them. But right now, these are the people who know how to do the job as long as they follow orders. And I think Trump has appointed these people to his cabinet, and they may be neocons, but Trump is taking the position they're there to follow his lead, not the other way around. And he may have already sent a message to that effect, because there's been a lot of confusion over Michael Flynn being asked to resign, and it was supposed to be over an issue of trust and so forth and so on. It has come on out that Michael Flynn, as soon as he got inside to the Trump White House, started lobbying for an immediate unprovoked attack on Iran. And Trump said no, and Flynn would not shut up on that, and that is the real reason Flynn got shown the door. And that's going to send a message to everybody else on the cabinet. You know, you follow the boss or you're going to be fired.
Okay, Michael, do you have decent sources for that information?
Yeah, they were on
that.
I think the story was up on the main webpage a day ago. You can scroll down to page 2. And it's starting to surface in a bunch of different areas that was the real issue that was going on, that Michael Flynn got in there, thought he was in charge of that branch of policy, and he got his pink slip. And that, of course, is going to cool down the other ambitions on the cabinet. Now, getting on back to the comment you made before about donations, I'm pretty sure there's a button on the RBN page where you can send a donation. There certainly is a big donate button on my webpage where you can send a donation. And we're going to let you go because we have a bunch of callers and I still got a bunch of news. We're going to switch over to Andy in Texas. Aloha, Andy. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Andy, are you there? There you are.
Aloha, Michael. I'm not going to talk about white vans and homeless disappearing today. But I do want to talk about Venezuela. You know, you've reported on it several times, and I've heard a lot of news about it over the alternative news. You don't hear much on the corporate news anymore. But I'm really wondering, why aren't we helping these people? And I mean, as a human race, why aren't we helping these people?
Well, certainly the United States government is not interested in helping those people. The United States government worked very hard to put Venezuela in this situation. Venezuela is one of those nations whose government thought the people's money ought to be spent on the people. And even worse, we're selling their oil for currencies other than the U.S. dollar. And the United States government has been waging covert war against Venezuela all the way back to Hugo Chavez. They even got him out of power for about a week with a coup, and there was an immediate counter coup. And so that's the reason the corporate media is not going to report on Venezuela, because it's another U.S.-created mess, and it's another U.S. failure. And the U.S. government is not going to step in to help the Venezuelan people, because what they're working for is the complete collapse of the Venezuelan government, so that they can go on in with a new replacement government that is suitable to American corporate interests.
Well, but they're doing this at the detriment of the people who have nothing to do with the government and their
policies.
They
don't care. The people at the top of these governments don't care what happens to ordinary people. They never have. That's why they are in these positions of power, because they can do what they do and feel absolutely no guilt or remorse about it at all.
But I do. I care about these people. I care about every human life, every animal life, every plant life on this planet.
Now, when you run for Congress, you can count on my vote.
Got you. Thank you, Bob.
Okay. All right. We're going to switch over here to Alex in Florida. Alex, I'm probably going to have to take you through the commercial break. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. I hope that you're right about Michael Flynn being let go because of Iran. I was kind of disappointed with Trump last night talking about Iranian aggressions and stuff like that. I don't believe it to be true, but anyway.
That was Trump pandering to the Israel lobby.
Okay, I hope that's okay. Right. I hope you're right.
And that was in the 15% of the speech I did not agree with. Anyway, listen, we got to take a break for commercials. Alex, I'm going to put you on hold. Do not hang up. We'll be right back after these few words.
I was introduced to this remarkable product, Balance of Nature Fruits and Veggies, and to say it's amazing is an understatement. Balance of Nature provides the nutrients of 9 to 11 servings of 31 different whole ripened fruits and veggies per day, and the cost to the consumer for 9 to 11 servings is about 22 cents per serving, as opposed to over a dollar in the store. Balance of Nature Fruits and Veggies helps boost the immune system by over 720%, and they also provide a health coach for you at no charge to guide you with any questions you may have. And you can also visit their website for testimonials on balanceofnature.com. So take steps to give yourself better overall health and call them now, toll free at 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751, or go to balanceofnature.com right now. Make sure to let them know you heard it here by using promo code TALK for a special discount. That's balanceofnature.com and use promo code TALK.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no wage, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're going to finish up now with Alex in Florida. Aloha. Welcome.
I just wanted to make something clear to people so that they understand. Obamacare, if you make $35,000 a year and you're 60, it's twice as expensive as Medicare would be. And I'm talking about Medicare where you have the supplement that pays 20%. When you go to the doctor, it's zero. The hospital, zero. Medicare would be around $220 a month for a person that's 60 that makes $35 a month, but it pays everything. Where with Obamacare, it would be $500 plus you would pay full co-pays when you go to the doctor or the hospital until you meet a deductible of usually around $6,000. That needs to be said.
It does need to be said. When I went on to my Obamacare compliant policy, my premiums doubled and the deductible went so high, it was just impossible to take advantage of the policy. Now, I certainly hate getting OLDER, but this is the year where I sign up for Medicare, and so I'm looking forward to that drop in the rates and getting that supplemental and everything.
And I advise you to stick with straight Medicare because it is the public option, and we all need to take advantage of that public option when we have a chance. It is the public option to stay on the government form of Medicare. You can always trade that in for a corporate plan, and I what are called advantage plans, but I recommend you staying on original Medicare and getting a prescription drug plan. Finally, I wanted to say that I believe that a lot of the Democratic Party, especially Clinton and Podesta and them, are the deep state. I think they are facets of the deep state. Or appendages of the deep state.
You know, I really think the phrase deep state is intentionally misleading because it's implying that we can't see it, but it's really right there in front of us. It is that entrenched political establishment of politicians who just hang on to their office year after year after year, like McCain. It's like all these attempts to convince us world events are being dominated by these remote, far-off things like the Bilderbergers and the grotto. The cause of all of our pain and suffering is right down there, in the middle of our cities in those Federal Reserve banks. It's right there in front of us. We just have to open our eyes and see them for how they truly are as opposed to what we're told to believe they are.
Yeah, I believe that there's probably people in the deep state that are above, like the Clintons and the Podestas and the Bushes, but those are pretty high-ranking officials of the deep state. They're puppets of the deep state.
Well, I think we can pretty much assume at this point that the deep state it certainly includes the Central Intelligence Agency because the Bushes are neck deep tangled up with the CIA. The Clintons are tangled up with the CIA. And we have these rogue intelligence agencies who think they really should be running the government. That was certainly the case with the FBI under J. Edgar Hoover. And even when they were starting the Central Intelligence Agency, even the people who were saying we needed it were saying there's a danger there that they're going to think they should be running the country. And there we are. Anyway, listen, I need to let you go. We've only got a half hour left of the show today. We're going to close the phone lines for the rest of the program here. I've got a lot of news, and I'm probably not going to get through all of it here. Getting on back to the European Union, the latest word now is that Poland is thinking about their exit, getting out of the European Union. And right now, they're basically trying to push back against this deeper integration with Brussels, this federalization. And they're basically talking of once Article 50 is triggered in Great Britain, they're going to start looking at leaving the EU as well. The European Union is a failed experiment. The euro is a doomed currency. But these New World Order globalists, they're so close to their dream of a one-world government and a one-world private central bank, they can't let go. They're desperate. They're desperate fanatics, and that's what makes them dangerous. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey there. Quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Right now, it is estimated there are 20 million African migrants heading for Europe. And the European Parliament president warns that this huge number are going to arrive in the next few years unless action is taken. And Antonio Tajani said Europe needs to do more to help asylum seekers in order to quell migration. And they're talking about setting up refugee centers in other countries. We're probably not going to want to have them there any more than the people of Europe want them there. I have this really crazy, wild idea on how to deal with this whole refugee situation. How about if we stop all these wars that made these people refugees in the first place? Because I am sick and tired of everybody writing in that we're heartless for not allowing the refugees to come to our country. I'll tell you what's heartless. Bombing these refugees' home countries to make them refugees in the first place. That's the part that was really heartless. Why aren't we criticizing that? Why aren't we doing something about that? Now, Katie Hopkins is a journalist. She's out of the Daily Mail, and she's over in Sweden. And she went over to Sweden to actually find out what's going on the streets there from all of this immigration refugee nonsense. And she starts out saying, The reason she went to Sweden is of all the mail she was getting from people of Sweden saying just how horrible things have become. How parents are worried about their daughters. How it's a very unsafe place. How it's rapidly becoming the rape capital of the world, and the rapists are literally live streaming the rapes. That's the new in thing. I'm going to go commit a rape and televise it. I'm going to be a rising star in independent media. Now, Tim Pool is a journalist who was sent to Sweden to investigate as well. And he said he honestly thought he was going to be able to walk around the neighborhood without any problems. Wrong. He's got a police escort now. In fact, the police are telling him he really would be well advised to get out of Sweden right now because Sweden is this wonderfully peaceful place and there's no problem from the refugees whatsoever. Tim Pool did a video interview of a local Muslim in Sweden saying that 20 to 30% of the Muslims support ISIS. And apparently, according to this article in Sputnik News, jihadis who are coming back to Sweden are in fact forming networks, Islamist extremist networks, to find new recruits to send down to the war zones. All right. Now, back at the CPAC meeting, Wayne LaPierre, who's the executive vice president of the National Rifle Association, was out. He did a presentation where he was showing clips of Trump supporters being attacked, seriously hurt. And Wayne LaPierre is now warning that he is expecting Soros-funded protesters are going to start committing acts of terror in the United States. And certainly that is in keeping with a plan to create a color revolution in the United States, because if you go back and you look at these other manufactured overthrows, coup d'etats in other countries, along the way from destabilization and protests, there are going to be acts of terror. We saw that in Kiev. We saw that in Iran and back in 2009. It is part of the ongoing pattern. Now, here in the United States of America, up in Minnesota, Governor Mark Dayton wants to enable illegal immigrants to get Minnesota driver's licenses. So, let's take another look at Title 8, U.S. Code, Section 1324, which says, knowing or in reckless disregard of the fact that an alien has come to, entered, or remains in the United States in violation of law, transports or moves or attempts to transport or move such alien within the United States by means of transportation or otherwise in furtherance of such violence of law, a person who violates that law basically is subject to a fine or imprisoned for not more than 5 years or both. Now, I would say that issuing driver's licenses to illegals is clearly intended to assist in their transportation across the state. Therefore, under the letter of the law, Mark Dayton is liable for a five-year prison sentence for every single driver's license issued. Trump really doesn't need to build a wall with Mexico. All he needs to do is start enforcing the existing laws to shut down the incentives for illegals to come here. And just point it out, you're not supposed to hire an illegal immigrant. We have 90 million legal American citizens willing and able to work, and Trump did include that in his speech last night. The focus has to be getting them the jobs, not the illegal immigrants and the refugees. Now, China, interestingly enough, has maintained a one-child policy for all married couples because China has had problems with overpopulation in the past. Apparently, they've now gone too far, and they want to turn it around. And they've actually got one of the lowest birth rates in the world right now. And China is now going to start offering incentives to its citizens to get out there and screw for China, following the model set by Denmark, which is already working. By the way, a little bit of film trivia. You've probably all seen the movie 50 Shades of Grey, if you're old enough. Apparently, there was a baby boom 9 months after that film hit the theaters. One of the stars was being interviewed, and he said, yeah, we got back the word that 9 months after the movie came on out, there was a significant pop in the birth rates. Now then, our Department of Justice, Attorney General Sessions, is now openly disputing Barack Obama's claim that racism among the Chicago police was responsible for what appeared to be a rise in crime, that the police were just picking on people in Chicago and that there really wasn't an increase in crime up there. And Sessions is saying that's nonsense. Now, speaking of Obama, the Obamas are going to make over $60 million from a book deal. Penguin Random House has issued a press release. They won the bidding war to get the memoirs of Barack and Michelle Obama. And I cannot imagine what motivated them to do that, because basically we're going to have the former president and first lady trying to rewrite their history the way they want to be remembered and then expect us to pay for the propaganda. And I am predicting that this book is going to be a sales disaster. It'll be proclaimed a bestseller, because we now know the bestseller list is actually made up. It's not actually based on real sales numbers. But it's going to be like Hillary Clinton's It Takes a Village, that was proclaimed a bestseller. They made an audiobook out of it. Hillary Clinton won a Grammy for that. 6 months later, It Takes a Village was in the bookstore's manager's closeout bin for 50 cents. I know, I saw one. And I still didn't buy it, even at that price. Story coming out of Russia Today. Over in Indiana, apparently the police there used $400,000 in asset forfeiture funds to boost their own pay and benefits, which the law does not allow. This civil forfeiture has to be brought under control because it's incentivizing the police to become criminals. Under those civil forfeiture laws, the police are now stealing more from the American people than the robbers, muggers, and burglars put together. Up in Canada, they've just declared jiu-jitsu illegal. Apparently, they have laws up there regarding combat sports. And there was apparently a Brazilian jiu-jitsu championship in Montreal that was about to start when they were notified by the Canadian authorities that the police are going to come over and arrest you, because jiu-jitsu is now considered illegal because it's a combat sport up in Canada. Apparently, Amazon's outage yesterday was so severe, Amazon couldn't get into their own dashboard to post a notice that their web service was down. And, of course, they affected our show yesterday. They affected access to my server yesterday. Now, there's a story out here that is focusing on Google Chrome, why you must update your browser right now. And apparently, people are receiving these notifications that they have to log into their Gmail account. And it turns out it's a phishing scam to get email addresses and password information. It's not confined to Google Chrome. Claire got this on her Android phone, and we kept scratching our heads and trying to figure out what the heck it was all about, because Claire does not actually have a Gmail account. And how they managed to tie it to her cell phone number is a mystery. But obviously these hackers are very, very sophisticated, and the NSA is sitting on its thumbs doing absolutely nothing about it. Apparently there's another scam involving WhatsApp, where apparently email is offering a fake 250-pound Marks & Spencer gift voucher in return for completing a survey. And it's another way of obtaining private information from the unwary. Speaking of private information, this Internet of Things teddy bear leaked 2 million parent and kids' message recordings. They got hacked. The recordings were downloaded. Then the servers were locked up and held for ransom. And, of course, these plush toys themselves can very easily be hacked directly and used to spy on children. And apparently it can actually be done where if you have a portable device with Bluetooth, you can actually log in to the toy and view its web page and see what it's got recorded and stored and ready for upload. I would never buy one of those for a kid. That's ridiculous. That's complete ridiculous. Now, earlier we were talking about Snapchat's IPO being supposedly worth $22 billion, and maybe it was being priced that way because of its potential for facial recognition. Somebody sent me an interesting story about how facial recognition fails completely. And it's something apparently nobody thought of. Down in Georgia, their Department of Motor Vehicles uses facial recognition when you apply for your driver's license. And they hit a major snag because two identical twin girls applied for driving permits. The first one got her driving permit. The second one was refused because she was already in the system. Oopsie. The facial recognition system decided they were the same exact person. Even though it was a different name on the application, oh, it's got to be the same person. I wonder if these facial recognition systems are aware that we have lookalikes out there in the world. We like to think we're all unique among the billions and billions of people on planet Earth. But as a giggle, I've put my own face into Google's image search, and it'll come back with a lot of pictures that are legitimately of me. And they come back with a lot of people who look very much like me, but they are not. But they look enough like me to have fooled the facial recognition, at least as Google has implemented it. Another story coming on out, this from NBC in Washington. Search has found another 100 federal government employees caught viewing copious amounts of pornography while on the job. And apparently the cases include workers who were spending 6 hours a day surfing pornography and literally keeping tens of thousands of adult pictures on their office desktops. Those desktops are paid for by you, the taxpayer. Their salaries are paid for by you, the taxpayer. If Donald Trump wants to start cutting the federal budget, let's start cutting all these people who are not actually doing any job. Whether they're watching porn or kitty videos or recipes or quilting corners or whatever, let's start getting back to a meritocracy. If you work, you get paid. If you're not doing the work, you're fired. That should be the hallmark of the Trump presidency, the you're fired presidency. Over in Italy, specifically Sicily, Mount Etna has erupted. It's a huge eruption. Already they're issuing warnings for the ash cloud as it spreads across Europe to divert air traffic. So there's going to be a lot of craziness in air scheduling over Europe for the next few days, if not weeks. As I mentioned earlier in the show, we have a blizzard warning, an official U.S. government-issued blizzard warning on the top of the Big Island here in Hawaii. And I posted an image to one of the webcams at the observatory. It's pretty intense up there. And it's actually very rare to get blizzards at the very top of those mountains because the top of the mountains are at 14,000 feet. And usually they're above the weather clouds. That's why you put observatories up there. But they were certainly getting hit with the snow. Same thing on Haleakala, the observatories up there. Now then, Subway continues to be under fire over this finding that their oven-roasted chicken patty is actually half soy protein. And the company is saying they're concerned. They're obviously trying to figure out how they're going to salvage their reputation. And I already have an idea for the Subway advertising people. Your new slogan could be, look at the bright side, you're 50% vegetarian. That might work. Or they could get the child molester back. I don't know what that was going to go on. Here's a bizarre story. PETA, people for the ethical treatment of animals, deployed these lettuce ladies down to Cuba. These are girls who are dressed in bikinis made out of lettuce leaves with the signs, don't eat meat, eat vegetables. And they went all the way down to Cuba, and I'm sure the Cubans are somewhat impressed, although ladies tend to go around very scantily dressed down there, and it's no big deal. The problem is Cubans, because of their economy, they have very little access to beef, chicken, and pork. They're already pretty much vegetarian. Did these PETA girls just decide they wanted to take a vacation in Cuba and glued some lettuce onto their naughty bits and headed on down for a lap? We'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
End time is not what you thought. In their new book, 122436, authors Mike and Cheryl Gilmore bring forth a startling new idea on the beginning of humankind, how life begins on Earth, and when our Creator concludes this age. In the book, 122436, three small groups of individuals, separated by thousands of miles, discover together the answers to the beginning of our universe and all the life it contains. Mike Gilmore is the author of five Levels of Power novels and the Sled Investigation series. Cheryl Gilmore is current state director in South Carolina for MUFON and brings a lifetime of experience with UFOs and related fields. As a team, their new book about life in the near future on Earth sets aside most people's religious and scientific beliefs. Available exclusively on Amazon in softback for $8.99 or the ebook price for only $2.99. Remember, Amazon softback $8.99, ebook only $2.99. 122436. Get your copy today.
Spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Last segment of our program today. We are now getting word that Bernie Sanders, who's been very, very critical of the Democratic Party of late, is considering forming his own third party. I think that would be a very good thing, and he's going to be forming that third party primarily out of people who are disaffected with the current Democratic Party. Because a lot of rank-and-file Democrats are still furious at the way the Democratic National Committee threw the nomination to Hillary. And they're tired of being associated with this very childish tantrum behavior we're seeing from the liberal Democrats. So they're probably going to be flocking over to him in large numbers. And I think that would be a really good thing. Now, as you know, there is a fistfight going on over marijuana legalization. And on one side, you have people talking about the medicinal benefits of marijuana, the fact that it is far less harmful than tobacco or alcohol, the fact that it is an historic intoxicant going back thousands of years. And on the other side, you have those who wish to preserve the profits of the tobacco and alcohol companies and the CIA's drug smuggling. And they're fighting back and forth, where you have the states that are trying to legalize or decriminalize recreational marijuana use. And now you have Attorney General Sessions out there saying, we will enforce the federal laws. Well, that may be changing, because Representatives Tom Garrett and Tulsi Gabbard, go Tulsi, have introduced the Ending Marijuana Prohibition Act of 2017. And if passed, it will remove marijuana from the federal list of controlled substances, would end its prohibition on the federal level, allowing the individual states to decide what marijuana policies they want to follow. The measure is identical to a similar measure filed in 2015 by Senator Bernie Sanders. So go Bernie and go Tulsi and go Tom. And I'm sure that Tulsi is uninfluenced by the fact that we reportedly grow some of the best marijuana in the world here in the Hawaiian Islands. So I've heard. There's rumors around. I don't actually know that. Actually, I do. A funny story in this last minute before the show ends. We used to have some problem neighbors over here, and they finally got arrested and shut down. And it was only then, when the police were carrying the pots off the front porch, that I realized they've been growing marijuana right there on the front porch. And I didn't even realize it. Otherwise, I would have been over there with a weed whacker and a mason jar. All right. Let's see. We're coming up here on the end of the show. Apparently, Flint water supply is now linked to Legionnaires' outbreak. And that was something else Trump made in his speech last night, that we have to get back to a nation whose infrastructure provides safe drinking water to all of Americans. And it is so important that we do that. Okay, there's the music. Time for me to get on out of here. I got a bunch of stuff I got to work on this afternoon. We'll be back here tomorrow, Thursday, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Claire will be here on Friday. At least that's the current plan. So we'll talk to you tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're a
listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.